Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Happy Friday to everyone out there listening. I appreciate you guys tuning in to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm Teron Davenport, your host, and here we are with the final pregame edition of 2016, the last game for the Eagles this season, going against who else? The key rival, Dallas Cowboys. It's going to be an interesting game. We looked at the offense yesterday, so what we have to do today is take a look at the defense, you know, of the Cowboys and some of the matchups that this Eagles team will be able to have. And man, I tell you what, it's going to be an interesting game. I want to see how this running game gets going with Byron Marshall and Darren Sproles. Those are the only two guys they got left. You know, we'll see if Terrell Watson gets added to the active roster. We'll see how that goes. But it's going to be important to get that running game going. You guys have seen how much more effective this Eagles team is when they have the running game going. So they have to do that. I think Byron Marshall is a pretty good bet. You know, I obviously Sproles, we know what he brings to the table, but I like Marshall as well. I like his ability just to, you know, get outside. He has some wiggle with him too. You saw that when he put the move on Terrell Suggs in the Baltimore game. He didn't have any carries last week, but rest assured, he'll be getting the rock this week. That's a definite. So we'll see how that whole thing pans out. But just looking at some of the matchups up front, this guy, David Irving, has emerged, you know. He's a D-tackle, but they'll bump him outside to defensive end also. And I tell you, you talk about a guy who just came out of nowhere. I mean, he's been balling the last three games, terrorizing quarterbacks. You look at that Tampa game, man. He just got after Jameis Winston constantly, and he was very disruptive, especially late in the game when they were trying to put together some drives. So David Irving is going to be one to watch. You know, he'll be on that left guard, or yeah, that left defensive tackle spot. So, you know, he's going to end up going up against Wisniewski or Allen Barber if he's healthy. And remember, Barber came back to practice yesterday. We'll see what he does today, but that's going to be a matchup to watch. I think he's pretty much been the star of those guys up front. You know, Crawford has been able to do a little bit. DeMarcus Lawrence is a very talented pass rusher, but he's just, he hasn't practiced all week. So, you know, he's another one. We're going to see how he goes Friday. His status should be revealed to us sooner than later, so we'll check that one out. But, yeah, it's David Irving, man. He's really been the one that has stepped up. You do have I want to call him a rookie, but he's not really a rookie. But the young player in Randy Gregory, you know, he was out most of the season, but he's someone else that can bring that pressure off the edge. So we'll see how those guys up front work. I think it's going to be a matchup that's an advantage to the Eagles, especially having Lane Johnson back. You saw how the mentality, the whole mindset of this team, you know, offensively changes with Lane Johnson. They're a right-handed team as far as running to the right. I've said it multiple times, and you saw it once again when they had Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks together. You know, that's a good tandem to be able to run behind. So you'll see them run to the right side. So that means, you know, Tyrone Crawford, Terrell McClain, David Irving, when he's at right defensive end as well, they're going to have to stop that. And, you know, I think that's something that the Eagles could win. And you look at Kelce, you know, playing at the center position. He'll continue to make the calls. You know, you see Carson lining up and changing some of the plays. You know, it looked like that's one of the things that they did for that Aguilar touchdown last week. I want to ask them about that because I'm not sure if that was the original play call. But either way, you know, getting back to the point, Kelce is going to be up front making the calls. Cedric Thornton is going to we'll see. You know, he missed a practice and then he was limited, so we'll see if he plays. But that'll be a matchup inside, so you look at that as well. And, you know, I think it's going to be a really good game. Jason Peters, you know, what more can you say about him? He's stayed healthy. He's made a case for coming back next year. And if it has to be at a reduced amount, we'll see how that works. But either way, they need to bring back Jason Peters because he's been, you know, their best offensive lineman all year. Obviously, Lane Johnson is normally their best, but he didn't play. So I think they have advantages, you know, up front. Looking at the linebacker position, you have to look at Sean Lee. You know, he's the guy that makes that whole thing tick. And I want to see, you know, the whole back and forth, you know, with him changing plays and if Carson responds and changes the play, you know, in response to how the defense works and how they look. I want to see how that chess game develops. You know, you have the RPOs with the Eagles, you know, your run-pass options. So we'll see how Sean Lee and that defense is going to be able to dictate what the Eagles do. That's going to be something to watch. Anthony Hitchens is, you know, their middle linebacker. And then you have Justin Durant, I think, is going to get some time. He's been effective for them also. So really what it's all about, you know, they have to get to that second level. I think if they could get to that second level of the defense, you know, as far as the running game is concerned, and get a hat on Sean Lee, I think they have an opportunity to get some bigger plays. But they just have to get to the second level, get a block on Lee, because sideline to sideline, that guy is, he's there. You know, he is in coverage all the time. So, you know, that's something to watch out for. Not necessarily in coverage, but sideline to sideline, he's, you know, in pursuit. You know, he's a guy that tracks down ball carriers. You saw how he blew up a couple plays in that first game. You know, one of the things that they had, that screen, you know, or the screen to Darren Sproles late in the first game against the Cowboys, it was Sean Lee that blew that play up. So you already know he's going to be someone to key. Before snap, they're going to be looking for where number 50 is. So when you continue to the secondary, I think that's another area that you have to look at, because this is a team that's not going to be at full tilt. We know Maurice Claiborne is going to be out. We'll see how, you know, Brandon Carr and Scandrick are going to be able to play. Anthony Brown has done a good job in the slot. But I think the Eagles, now I'm not going to say they have an advantage, because, you know, we know this receiving core is still unproven. They're still out to prove something. But I think the Eagles can do some things against this secondary. Really, it's going to be all about buying that time for Carson Wentz. They need to allow guys like Aguilar to, you know, run those deep crossers, you know, to beat their defender at the line and get downfield. I think that's an opportunity for the Eagles, you know, some big plays in that aspect, as well as with Jordan Matthews. We'll see what happens with him, because Matthews hasn't practiced all week. I want to see if he goes today. But, you know, he's walking around the locker room without a limp. It's just that ankle is sore. You know, high ankle sprain is never a good situation for a skilled player. So we're going to see how much they could get Jordan Matthews involved. If they don't get him involved, then you're going to see Paul Turner. And Paul Turner is a guy that had been effective from the slot position. You look at the Bengals game, he had a 40-yard catch, and that was one of the few explosive plays for the Eagles this season. So we'll see how that works. And then you have to look at the guys on the outside. You know, you have the big guy and the little guy in DGB and Bryce Treggs. So two totally different players, but I tell you, you know, they need to give DGB some opportunities. I'm not sure why they're not working the back shoulder throws, but they'll be able to do that against Carr. You know, that matchup against Scandrick could be interesting when they go to man, because just Scandrick is feisty, you know, and he's one of those corners that fights all the way to the tuck. So I want to see how DGB can do against that type of corner. Treggs, you know, he's a speed guy, so we'll see if they give him opportunities with downfield shots. They're going to want to stretch the field. And I think they really need to see what they have in guys like Treggs, DGB, you know, Paul Turner, because these are guys that, you know, we have to see what's going to happen with this team. You know, when you watch them, what are they going to do during the offseason? I think there's going to be some changeover at the wide receiver position. So they need to see what's there for them. And I think the perfect way to do that is looking at what they have to do as far as an added aspect to this offense, and that's the vertical passing game. So will they be able to get deep to guys like Treggs. Can they do the back shoulder to Dorial Green-Beckham? We'll see. But those are things to watch. Also, the key in this one is going to be just the continued development of the chemistry between Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz. I don't care what you say. He is becoming one of the best tight ends in the league. And all you have to do is just watch the games. I mean, you'll see it in the box score too, but just watch the game. Because he's getting open much more than he's even getting targeted. And when he is targeted, he catches the ball cleanly. And, you know, we still have the issue with getting some yards after the catch. But the fact of the matter is he catches most of the throws that are gone, that go his way, and he gets open. And that's something that you have to have from a tight end. He's a chain mover. That's what Zach Ertz is. So it's going to be a good matchup, you know, seeing him go against Byron Jones, Sean Lee. I like those matchups. I think it works in the Eagles' favor, you know, letting him run that Y stick, letting him, you know, run those crossers and working that play action. That's really going to be the key. You know, you get that play action going, and then you could play action throw, or get the running game rather, get that going, and you could play action throw to Zach Ertz, and also Trey Burton when they do the 12 personnel, or as they call it, Tiger formation. Those are the things that you're going to see a lot of, and you'll see Trey Burton start to get involved again. Selleck continues to be, you know, a tough receiver for them. He's a guy that can catch the ball, and he breaks tackles, man. That's one thing he does. He's not the fastest, but he breaks tackles, so we'll watch that. But I think really, just guys, you have to key in on the Cowboys' defense. As we mentioned, David Irvin, you know, he's very disruptive up front, I think, from Irvin. And they have guys in all three levels that I think you have to key in. So you got David Irvin up front. He's the guy to key in, playing D-tackle and right defensive end, the disruptor. And then, obviously, Sean Lee, he's the next one to look at. Sean Lee is really the engine to that defense. He's the guy that makes the play calls. He makes everything happen for them, you know, gets everybody in position. And then at the third level, you know, in the secondary, I think it's Byron Jones. You know, he's a rangy safety, has some corner ability also. So we'll see if they drop him down and let him go against, you know, Jordan Matthews, Zach Ertz, et cetera. And those are the things to watch out for. The most important thing, get the running game going so that way you can get play action and also take those deep shots. Go downfield to some of your guys. That's pretty much it. It's checkers, not chess, folks. And that's what we do. We just talk shop, you know. So I just wanted you guys to get your, you know, your daily take from the Locked On Eagles podcast. I appreciate you tuning in. I'm your host, Teron Davenport. We'll be back Monday to wrap this game up, you know, look back at it. And I tell you what, Happy New Year to everybody. You guys be safe. Enjoy the game on January 1st. And I appreciate you tuning in. Shoot me the follow on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. As well as the EaglesWire.USAtoday.com for your daily Eagles content. And, of course, subscribe to this podcast, the Locked On Eagles podcast, on iTunes and Audio Boom. Thanks again. We are out of here. Talk to you Monday.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.